Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
I don't believe in that stuff, man. We're just there to report the news. We're not throwing the baseball.
When the Brewers are getting no-hit, there's been a few games recently where they've been getting no-hit well into the game. I love it when Lane and Josh are just mentioning it over and over and over again.
You mean they haven't had a hit yet? They haven't had a hit yet? No, they haven't had a hit yet.
Amazing thing we're seeing here.
This is Brewers 360.
Had another one much like that in Cincinnati.
1-2 pitch. And did he go? They appealed it first. He sure did. So Dunn strikes out, and it is a career-high 10 strikeouts for Brandon Sproat. The first time in his career, he's in to double digits in K's.
Only one hit for Sproat. That's Lane Grindle here on WTMJ. Brewers 360, sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop, as we bring in the Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering this morning. Hey, Level.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pretty good case of deja vu the last 2 days with our starting pitchers.
Man, think about that. Can we go back to back to back with very similar starts? Who is it tonight? Drohan, yeah?
Shane Drohan.
Is that
Shane
how we're saying
Drohan,
it?
I mean,
you're going Drohan, not Drohan.
Is drone. We are not messing with the Zohan. We are,
going the drone.
The drone. Yes. That'd be great. If we could get 6 innings, 1 hit, no walks, 10 strikeouts for a third straight day, that'd be great. I mean, the only thing we had to do on our TV graphic yesterday for the Brandon Woodruff and Brandon Sproats was change the last name and add one pitch. That's all it was.
Because wow.
Brandon Woodruff did it with 79 pitches through his 6 innings. And then it was Brandon Sproat, 6 innings, 80 pitches, 10 strikeouts, no walks, 6 innings, 1 hit. It was the catcher hitting in the 8th spot in the 6th inning that got the first hit both times, too.
Why is that? Is it something about not seeing the ball the same?
Murph alluded to that, right?
Yeah, Murph mentioned it. I'm not sure if that's what it is at this time of year. I mean, it's 7 o'clock start times. I know the sun on the batter's eye is pretty glaring here in Cincinnati. But I'm just going to give credit to the pitching where credit is due. And Nick Lodolo was pretty good for Cincinnati yesterday until Churio hit the comebacker off his hand, and he had to leave in the 4th inning. More than anything, I just think Brandon Woodruff and Brandon Sproat were unbelievable the last couple of nights on the mound.
Might have to lean on the bullpen in a different way tonight, Level. You had, Aaron Ashby, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill going 7-8-9 the last couple nights in a row. So a different guy's going to have to come in and clean it up tonight.
Yeah, may have to be creative with that bullpen. We saw Joel Kuhnel come in and pick up the save in game one in the 10th inning. But I would guess that all three of those guys, Ashby and Uribe and McGill, are more than likely down today, even though the pitch counts were low. You don't want them going 3 straight days plus the off day and then going into 18 games in 17 days going into the All-Star break. Would be good to get them a couple of consecutive days before going into that stretch. So we'll see what Murph does and see how the game plan plans out for tonight.
We got the Cubs this weekend, right? What you need to do is step on the throat this weekend and don't give that team any idea of any confidence.
No oxygen?
Oh, no, totally not. You're going for the jugular for the weekend. I mean, the Brewers went down there and swept them down in Chicago. You're hoping the same thing happens. In Milwaukee, got Nisrowski scheduled for Friday. I think Harrison's going to go Saturday, and then we'll see what happens on Sunday. But maybe Brandon Woodruff again. Maybe Robert Gasser. We'll see. But nonetheless, you got your two top guys going Friday and Saturday. It's shaping up to be a pretty good weekend against the old Northsiders.
Aside from the obvious, the results, Level, what did you see out of Woody in his start?
We had him on the TV broadcast in the 3rd inning, and for him, it's just getting back out there, right? He loves to pitch. He loves to be out there. He's in it with the guys. I'm just so excited to watch him throw. And there's something different about going out there for a Major League Baseball game as opposed to a minor league rehab assignment game. The juice just doesn't doesn't get there for you. And for Brandon Woodruff to be in the fight, as he said, it's great. It's great to see. And the Brewers are going to need him going down the stretch.
So I want to play something for you here, Jeff. So this is how it sounded at Marlins Stadium when 10,000 Scottish fans, Scotland's fans from the World Cup, went to the Miami game. I wish you guys could have been in one of those venues where the World Cup has taken place, because it has changed the game. Like, they're loving every pitch. They cheer for every out like it's the end of the game. Like, it's an exciting moment. I wish there's a way we could, like, steal that energy.
It is so cool. When we were in Atlanta, it's a venue for the World Cup, and that was going on at the time. Team Spain was actually staying in the same hotel that we were staying in.
Nice.
And we could feel it. So, I mean, it was amazing. We could definitely feel the soccer vibes. Everybody that we were walking into going, "Oh my gosh, are you playing against Spain this week?" And no, we're playing a different kind of pitch.
right.
But it was really cool. We couldn't tell the vibes of the soccer vibes in Atlanta. But I think World Cup time is really fun. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but at the same time, I'll watch the World Cup. I'm all in on Team USA. I'm watching with bated breath every single minute of those games. But it's really fun to feel those vibes of the soccer match inside a baseball stadium, because the energy just doesn't stop. It's like watching a Caribbean World Series game in the winter ball down in the Dominican. That's what it kind of feels like, or a World Baseball Classic crowd.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, but I'm a fan of fans, and I love fans who love whatever
it
is
that
they're doing.
I like people having a good time.
Right?
I like people having a good time. Why not?
Hey, last thing for you. I know we're up against it, but curious to know if any of the guys, Murph or anybody else either, have been talking about the Giannis trade. I mean, Yanni is a minority owner in the Brewers, but not a big stake there. Mm-hmm. But certainly a guy who's been around the team, and some of those guys know him personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's the end of an era. I mean, people understand it. People in the baseball world certainly understand it. They don't spend their entire careers with one team. Even Christian Yelich said, "Hey, listen, I hope I end my career here in Milwaukee. I love it here." And that's what he wants to do. Talked to Ryan Braun earlier this week. He was happy to only wear one uniform for the entirety of his career. It's a special thing to get that opportunity to do. Not a lot of people get to do it. It was a wonderful era, and he brought a championship to the city of Milwaukee. So I think we should just celebrate the times that were with Giannis.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering live with us this morning. Thanks, Level.
Thank you, bud.
You got it, guys. Take care.